full hour, just beat the shit out of Sean Paul. Like, a dirty egg, smash your face in.
Ben Stiller strikes me as a cover your ears, children, a c**t.
Chris, stop banging your head against the microphone. Pac-Man Podcast. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Pac-Man Podcast with me, Paul.
Ambrose.
And Chris.
So, guys, how have you been this week?
Been alright.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Week off. Rubbish weather.
Yeah.
Spend it in, mostly. Playing trials.
What do you reckon?
It's alright.
Yeah?
It's great. I love it.
Certainly enjoyable. You've gone off again, Chris.
No, I haven't. I'm here.
Okay. We're having mic trouble.
Paul's having ear trouble.
Oh, yeah. I've been so busy this week. I've not even had a chance to even do anything on the Xbox at all.
Oh, so I've won the achievement challenge then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you've got any achievements over a 20...
I got more achievements on Chris's thing than that.
Well, that's not fair, is it? Did you find all the squirrels?
All the
squirrels.
No, I haven't done that. No, I have actually been playing other games.
Yeah. Where's the notes?
Tell you what. But
when we started, I was on 12,195, and you were on 25,615.
I have had 405 since we've last played. Last 2 weeks.
305.
No, he said 100. What?
25,615.
Ah, only 605.
305.
It's not going up, it goes down. 305.
1,005.
If you have a look at mine, so I started.
I've got the 5 right. So, I've done that wrong. So
I started on 12,195, and I have gained.
Once we find you.
I can tell you what I've gained.
How many did you gain?
20.
20.
12,215. So, yes, exactly 20.
It's pretty poor.
Yeah, it is pretty poor. But then I didn't get a new game.
Neither did I.
You got trials.
That doesn't count. It's got like 400 in total. I've had like 80 off of that, tops.
Alright, so what are you bringing achievements in then?
Just played Endwar, but I didn't get any achievements from that. Played Ruse, got a few from that, yeah, come to think of it. Played a bit of Splinter Cell, got a cheeky one today.
What'd you get?
I don't know, he just had to upgrade some items.
That's
and then he got it, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So that was a nice one.
Well, at least my 20 was hard fought for.
Right.
As you know it was, because I did that.
What
the day we started the competition.
What did you do?
That level. I had to do that level on trials. We have to get all the way around without failing, and then not at the end, fail. Press B. This is like a nervous twitch, which is a secret achievement.
Right.
And okay. You watched me do that.
Yes, I did. That's been it, really.
That's it. That's all I've played. So busy. Went away for the camping holiday. Which turns out it was a camping and caravan holiday.
Yay!
Yay!
Bit of swinging action there, folks.
Yeah, swinging action in a field by ourselves. There was no one else there because the weather was shit. Shocking.
Why did you still go?
We were going to go to St. Neots, but we got a phone call in the morning. It had been waterlogged.
Yeah, it's prone to flooding, St. Neots.
Apparently, again. Like, so we were searching around for somewhere else to go, and of the 7, every time I mentioned St. Nick's, went, oh, they're flooded again. Like, change it, sort it out. If it keeps flooding, change it, sort it out. Why?
You can't change it.
But they can sort something out of it.
It's a river.
It's not a river. It was waterlogged, which means it was when it rained, it just the ground filled up with water.
Oh, well, all right. So you want them to sort out a field?
Yes.
What, dig a massive hole for it to all drain out of?
Yes.
Just so you can camp in their field?
Yes.
No. I think the cost of that would be far more monstrous than the revenue they're losing from closing the field down for a few days.
Yeah. But, what? Like, yeah.
It's only a field.
So, anyway, we end up
they probably get EU subsidy, actually, anyway, to keep it green.
I mean, that was 156 quid for 3 nights. We went to a place in Rushden, which is, again, It's only just down the road. It's in Northampton.
156 quid.
That's
three
like travel lodge money.
That, yeah, you
Premier
can stay
in
travel lodge.
Exactly. 12 quid a night.
Anywhere.
So we found one at Rushton, 12 quid a night.
All right.
Yeah.
We stayed there for one That's night. Next day we went home. Too raining. Too wet. Couldn't go anywhere.
That's the thing. Camping's shit when it's wet.
Yeah,
I have so many memories. Like, I have some really lovely memories because like, we always used to go camping in Cornwall with my parents on holiday. And like, there's a beautiful memories of, you know, getting up in the morning and it's like lovely day and like you have, you know, you fry your bacon off and you have some beans and stuff like that. You know, true camping breakfast.
Mm.
Piece of toast that you grill.
Yeah.
One slice at a fucking time.
Dad's got a four grill thing. You put the toast up at angles over the grill so you can toast four at once. Mm-hmm. Kind of works, kind of doesn't. Sort of just
gets burnt more on one side closer to the grill. I'm off.
Hello. Surely it gets burnt one side closer to the grill because the others would be up in the air and cooled, if anything.
But it's got a copper plate on the bottom so it doesn't burn as much. The flame comes through like four little holes.
Okay.
So it grills. It's been a grill evenly. It doesn't grill evenly.
I remember, when I did this scout camp thing once, I made the best toaster ever. What you do, one way of lighting a fire is you get a log, you split it in half, and you basically light a fire in between two, like a split log.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens is the fire burns, but the sides of the logs burn and the heat bounces backwards and forwards between the two. So the closer you move them, the hotter it burns.
So you
keep it at not, there's not much flame, it's mostly just kind of like really hot ember. But if you move it together, then it goes to flame, but you move it apart. And if you moved it fairly close together, you just literally just put a slice of toast through it, pass it through, and it would just be perfect.
Wow.
The quickest piece
that
of toast.
Like a good idea.
But because it's no flame, because it's just ember, it doesn't taste of wood. It's genius. Yeah. I won that scout camp for us. It was like a little competition. I did the cooking, and I did like gammon and potatoes, and I got up at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to put the gammon on to boil.
Oh, lovely.
It's good.
Do you want to know what we had for dinner? Like when we got there, set the camp up, took 4 hours to set the camp.
Fish and chips?
No. Steak with mushroom sauce, new potatoes, green beans, like all on, my dad cooked it all on 3 burners. It was an amazing meal. It was one of the most.
Sounds it.
It was gorgeous. It was a couple of bits of fillet and a ribeye.
Mm.
All on for 3 burners.
Beats the dinners I used to have, which was tin of potatoes, tin of mince, and tin of carrots. And you obviously strain the potatoes and the carrots, and you just tip them into the mince and just heat the fucker through. There's a certain smell accompanied with tin potatoes and tin mince that just make me just think camping all the time.
Well, when we went to Reading, we had a, you stay in a tent obviously in the middle of a field, and we bought this one burner, and we bought like tin curry, korma tikka mix stuff, horrible, and noodles.
Yeah,
cook the noodles, mix it in with the curry.
When I
think about
Leeds,
it now, it's not the greatest meal.
When I went to Leeds, did the same thing, bought shitloads of noodles, great, got there. Banged the tents up.
Yeah.
Got into the festival spirit, shall we say.
Yeah.
Thought, oh, I'm pretty hungry now. I know what, I'll have some of my 9p noodles. Back in the day, 9p noodles. Set them up. Got a big pot of boil on the water on the boil. Came to the boil. Just as I went to put the noodles in, tipped over. Went all over my foot.
Oh, Jesus.
That had my sock on it.
Oh.
And I was just like, fuck. Excuse my French. Pull my sock off because it's soaked into my sock, so it was obviously, if I don't get my sock off, it's gonna carry on burn. Pull my sock off, take off a bit of skin at the same time.
Jesus.
Run outside while it's raining, find some relief in the grass because we haven't got any water or anything.
No.
And I'm not pouring alcohol or coke on it.
No.
Like, find some relief in the grass and like vomit and pass out.
Oh, sounds like a good festival.
Come round, crawl back into the tent thinking, Christ, shall I just go home? It's not even started. I've not even seen any music yet. It's Thursday night. I've just got the tent up. But I just don't know if I can do this.
No. Oh, God. That would be terrible.
And then limp into the medical tent the next morning, like, to get it all bandaged up.
Yeah.
And the guy, like, popped the blisters on it.
Oh.
And he bandaged it up. And like, so basically, I stayed. But I just had to go back the next day to get the bandage changed. And yeah, had to, I just couldn't really
get into the pit or anything like that, so I had to sit out.
Aww. I did get over a little fear while I was out camping, though. I did pick up a spider.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was massive. It was the size of the end of my fag. But it was in my way, and I needed to move. So I grabbed it and put it outside.
So you came to the realisation that you're a human being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm much bigger than they are. I can kill them. No, yeah, I did all right with that, so it went too bad. What are you looking up there for? You're looking for one, aren't you?
It's not looking for one.
You found one.
At one.
It's all right. Yeah. Obviously, something's happened this week.
E3.
Yeah.
Why don't you start and I shall chip in?
Okay. So I did make a list of games that I was watching. And we've already had a little discussion, so I'm going to start with the ones that I know you're going to hate. And you can explain why you're going to hate them, and I'll explain why.
Well, it's not about hating the game, it's about hating what they presented at E3.
Okay, no worries. So we'll start with Splinter Cell, the new Splinter Cell game, which I think looks good, and it looks like a game that I would play. And the other Splinter Cells have been games that I wouldn't.
Oh, you should play Conviction. It looks identical.
Yeah?
It does.
Okay.
It's just in the daylight. Conviction is very cool, because when you're in the shadows, it all goes black and white, so you know in shadow. When you're spotted, then it's in colour and everything.
Okay,
else.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know. It just seemed a bit too fast-paced and too action-y.
Who's making this? Is this Ubisoft?
Oh, Ubisoft. Yeah, Ubisoft make all the good ones.
Yeah.
They
do a lot of the sneaking around, jumping around, killing people sneakily kind of games, don't they? Because they've done Hitman this year. They do Hitman, obviously.
No.
Do they not?
No. I don't know who does Hitman.
Who does Resident Evil?
Nintendo. Capcom, sorry. Nintendo.
Super Mario. See
them
now
and see
he's
the Smash
fighting,
Brothers.
Fighting zombies. It would be a good game.
Mario versus zombies, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Hitman was
no.
Same.
Don't know who it is, but it's not Ubisoft. Just believe.
Activision, that's who Hitman
no.
is.
No.
Fuck you, I'm right about one of them, so you're going to...
I
talk about Splinter Cell. Why don't you like the look?
I just don't like what they presented. They just presented a really fast action.
Yeah, but that could only be one level. The rest of it could
no, it's
be.
Not even the level. It's just the way they approached it and showed it can be done like this if you're that good. But that's not what most people play Splinter Cell for. It's the same with when they introduced the first Hitman trailer. It was very action-packed because they're just trying to sell it to yokels, effectively. The same with Tomb Raider trailer. Not the first one. The first one was very good. Very... survival horror-esque. There's one that E3 that again just action for yokels. Yeah, it annoys me a bit.
You're not
hurts a bit. But some good footage will come out soon enough.
Yeah,
of proper gameplay and stuff. So
I'm getting there. Okay.
Oh, we need to still talk about Splinter Cell. Yeah, Conviction's wicked. You said you liked in the trailer for Blacklist. I think the new Splinter Cell's called.
Yeah.
The fact that you can mark targets and kill
yeah,
them
yeah,
quickly.
That looked interesting. Like yeah, you haven't got to keep hiding and shooting. You can do a quick run. Like it's
not
like
a quick one. You have to press a button over the.
I'm
person
sure you probably do, but
because it's in Conviction as well. It's useful because when you got a sonar thing, you can ping it to see through walls and you can mark the people, so you can, at least you can see how they're walking around the building as well. Hello. Yeah, I'm on.
You are
on. So who did it?
Hitman.
Hitman.
Oh, Square Enix, sorry.
There we go. Well off indeed.
Very well off. Yeah. No, so, Ubisoft is Assassin's Creed, isn't it?
Assassin's Creed yeah. And Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon and Rayman.
And Tomb Raider is...
I want to say... Don't know.
I had a list. Stupidly, I've left my fucking list at home. The new Hitman looks good.
It looks alright, yeah. I might actually play it for once.
Yeah.
It looks like it's been dumbed down enough for my level.
Yeah, same as. I tried playing the last one. What was the last one called?
Oh, I couldn't care less. Blood Money, maybe?
I think it was Blood Money, yeah. And I did play that a bit.
Raiders, the best one, yeah.
Because I only wanted to do the one level that I knew I could do, because I watched a video for it. It was one in the theatre.
Never going to hit
it. There were so many ways you could kill it, but kill the guy. You had to kill two people at once. Well, not at once, after each other, but you could... go up and just go in there guns blazing, but the best way to do it was sneak into a room. You could either become the other person on the stage with the person you got to kill, or just swap the gun for a real gun.
Yeah.
So when he shot him, he actually shot him, and then his boyfriend would come downstairs and you'd set bombs up against a chandelier and blow it out and no one noticed you at all. You just go bang, you just walk out, no one's even known you're there. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I like the look of this one. There's saw some game footage on the sniper level on YouTube, which looks pretty good.
I'm not seeing it myself.
No. Tomb Raider.
Meh. I won't be playing it. It looks alright. I said the first presentation they did was very good. This E3, I don't think the presentation was very good at all. No. As she can now.
This is a prequel, isn't it?
Yes, she's like 18 or something.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she just pick up the guns? Just pick up the guns. Get rid of the sodding bow and arrow and get yourself.
It's all about the bow and arrow. It's all about the bow and arrows.
Yeah, and it's
year.
All about the guns later on.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it's ever about the guns. I think it's more like Resident Evil 4, where ammo's like precious.
Yeah.
So you can only afford to use your ammo in the new Tomb Raider when you're blowing up wooden barriers.
You're blowing up the scenery.
Seems to be more imperative than the people with light machine guns shooting at you.
Mm. Halo 4. Should we get to Halo 4 or should we wait till for Halo 4?
I'm talking about Halo 4 if you want. Looks good. Looks like Halo. New studio. Seem to have done well with it.
Yeah.
I
mean, that. You know me with first person shooters. We discussed it at length last week. I'm not a first person shooter person, but I think I would play that.
Why that than any other Halo?
I don't know.
They are all the same. It won't play any differently.
Probably
they can't
won't.
Risk it.
I don't know.
It does look pretty.
I think that's what it is. I think it's new toys. I think that's it.
Well, the toys. It's just a different gun. Mm. Doesn't matter. They're all the same. It seems to have too many guns in it. It's got the battle rifle back, which is the old three burst shotgun from Halo 3.
Yeah.
And the battle rifle, which is a single shot rifle from Reach.
Yeah.
And then the one you were oohing and aahing about was the Forerunner one. Can't remember what it's called.
No, yeah.
If you zoomed out, it shoots three bursts. If you zoomed in, it shoots one.
All
but
right.
Yeah, they're just all variations of a theme. It's all the same gun. All
right, fair enough.
Effectively, really.
I don't know. I think the way they presented it, it looked bad. But I've never really followed E3, so this is probably the first
time. Oh, okay.
I've followed E3. If I followed it any other year, I probably would have picked up all the other games.
But, yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should get into Halo. They're good games. But yeah, looks pretty. People are bitching about the level looks a bit linear, but it's a few levels in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of linear levels in all the Halos, so let's not forget. Even though it is quite a good sandbox. New enemy. It's a race called the Prometheans, I think.
Yeah. You've read the book, so you
nothing in there.
Never, not yet.
No, the book's leading into it.
All right.
But no, nothing there has been spoiled. No, I watched the interview.
All right.
An E3 interview, and they mentioned the race called the Prometheans.
Okay.
Don't know what they are. Artificial race of some description. But yeah, looks good.
Yeah.
It does. It's just another Halo.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Just follow the Master Chief.
You said good. You didn't like his new armour.
No.
No.
Looks a bit too crisis-y for me.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't look like the Master Chief. But yeah, couldn't care less.
No.
It'd be good.
What's your view on the new Nintendo Wii U? What is that about?
The Wii U is the new like high-end machine, which would be comparable to the PS2 and the the PS3 and the Xbox. They're going to release that, a year before Xbox and PlayStation release their new machines. So it'll be outdated very quickly. And it comes with a tablet, one controller pad, which is a tablet. No, you can't plug in multiple tablets to the same control pad. Some games will use it.
Yeah.
For like inventory and stuff like that. Or if you're playing a game on the screen and somebody else wants to watch the TV or go into the bog, you can then transfer your game from the TV to your joypad with the LCD screen on.
Oh, wow.
Or the touchpad on, and you can just play it on the bog or whatever.
Then on the
play
bog.
It in bed. So, yeah, it's a good concept.
Yeah. But it'll be outdated very quickly.
But, yeah, performance wise, it'll get outdated.
That's it, innit? They rushed ahead with the Wii and the nunchucks and all that, and then
But all the Wii nunchucks will still be usable on this, all multiplayer games will be used with the Wii nunchuck.
Fair enough.
It's just an updated Wii, effectively. So yeah, should do all right. It won't be another Wii, I don't think.
No,
I think that boat has sailed.
I did hear something about it that you could use. They were thinking about adding another tablet. You could use two tablets, but it will take down the frame rate of the screen. So at the moment it's running at 60 frames per second. If you use two tablets, it will cut it down to 30 frames per second.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Lower frame rate is less.
Well, you know how we see about 24 or 26 frames per second. Mm. Well, it doesn't matter any further than that, and you can't really notice it. But yeah, the internet community and the geeks out there really, really obsessed about their frame rates and how it has to be 60 minimum.
Yeah.
On PCs, it's like 250. It's like, for fuck's sake, not even a fly can tell a difference. Jesus Christ. Get over yourselves. But yeah, makes for smooth running, apparently. What's the TV go at? About 30?
I think they go a lot more. HD goes a lot quicker. That's why the HD is a clearer picture. We see it at more frames.
We see about mid 20s.
Do we?
Yeah. We don't see that far. That's why when you look at in a traffic jam or something, and you look at a car wheel and it starts spinning one way and then starts spinning the other way, it's because it's a frame rate thing.
Oh, right.
But yeah, you see, you take a snapshot at different points, so it looks like the wheel's going backwards. But yeah, we don't see that fast, not at all.
Right, fair enough.
That's why video is generally done at like 24 or something like that, the old VHSs.
Yeah, yeah. They're
24 frames per second, I think.
24 frames per second.
Yeah, you can't really tell the difference there.
No. So, I think it just makes for a smoother image. It must do, so they're jumping. I'm sure there'll be a difference.
I don't really care.
I couldn't care less.
The whole thing about... You know,
and like I'm into my games.
3D and HD and Blu-ray. It's like, to be honest, I wouldn't have upgraded to DVD from VHS unless I had no choice.
Yeah.
Like, VHS was good enough for me. It's like, do I watch the special features? No.
No?
Do I want the audio commentary by the director? No. Do I want the Arabic subtitles?
No.
Do I want the cutscenes? Occasionally, but mostly no.
No, you can just put it after the credits.
Exactly. It's just a VHS pointless kind of excuse to charge you £10. Because otherwise you'd be like, nah, this is only a £4 game. This is a £4 film.
Yeah.
Like, I think £4 and under is fair for a film. Anything over, I think, is pretty annoying.
Yeah, because they made most of the money at the cinema.
A lot of films make it on the DVD sales.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of the shit films.
They make it on both. Like, yeah. Don't forget, yeah, like, how much did Avengers take in its opening weekend? Like, probably a couple of $100 million?
Yeah, $200 million, I think it was.
Yeah.
Opening weekend.
Exactly. And it probably cost maybe that much to make. So yeah, they've already made the money back in the opening weekend.
Yeah, and but that's for making the film. That's for making the film.
Yeah.
You got to think of marketing as well. And they put...
No, that's all inclusive. Because when
probably have put $100 million into
advertising and marketing by itself.
Yeah, but that's the first opening weekend alone. And the rest of that week, they would have made that money back easily.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But even if they stop there, as soon as it goes out on DVD, they'll be making a lot of money as well.
Yeah.
Probably more, actually, I'll say, from DVD.
Oh, yeah, when that comes out, there's going to be a box set and a half, isn't it?
And then
I wouldn't be surprised if they did all the films in a box set.
All associated merchandising as well.
Yep.
Yeah, true.
So what else is on your list, Paulie?
What else was on my list? Oh, the Ascension game. Gods. Ascension Gods or something. I can't remember.
From the makers of Toy Story.
Toy Soldiers.
Yes. From the makers of them, even.
Yeah, and it looks like a game we talked about last week, which was Shadow of Colossus, and you said it's a shame that no one else has got onto that, building a game where you have to climb over giant creatures and beat them. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, that's Shadow of Colossus.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's finally ripped them off, and good.
About time.
Yeah, we'll see if it's any good. Hope so. Looks a bit ropey, but it might be just an Xbox Live Arcade game. Possibly, I don't know. Maybe they've made the big jump from Xbox Live Arcade to box set fully blown game.
Yeah, maybe.
So they're not cheap to make nowadays. And other than that, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
No.
Seems to be completely different scales. If some guy climbs
some big guy climbs a big guy.
But before that, he's fighting some half sized guys with him, but still bigger than the guy riding on his back, who seems to have disappeared now.
Yeah.
And then an angel comes down, he beats the shit out of them.
Yeah.
About the same scale. And then, yeah, big guy comes on and is like, yeah, I don't know what's happening here. But yeah, I'm intrigued. We'll see what pans out from that.
What was on my list? Pikmin 3, but then you're not a Nintendo game.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the few Nintendo games I really, really do enjoy.
This one looks like it's like a team.
That's because
one.
It was a new IP at the time, and yeah. It's not something they do. It's not a cat. It's not something they've milked repeatedly. No. Like a new Super Mario 2 or something like that. That's what announced.
Super Mario World, yeah.
Two. New Super Mario World 2 has been announced on the.
You can't have new and two.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's at E3.
That was like what was it Rambo First Blood 2? It's like, it doesn't work. You can't be First Blood. You can't have First Blood and 2. Your First Blood or number 2 or Rambo 2.
Could be a prequel.
It was prequel, a prequel. How could it be a prequel? It's a prequel.
Unless he's drawing First Blood.
So in making, the second one.
Making the opening gambit in a conflict.
Yeah, maybe.
Or he's just playing Halo and he shoots, kills somebody first.
First Blood. Yeah.
You get First Blood medal. New Need for Speed. Need for Speed Most Wanted.
That looks good. It's Need for Speed game.
Yeah. It does look more like Burnout.
It's made by Criterion Games, who are the makers of Burnout.
Yeah.
And it does look like Burnout Most Wanted. Yeah. It does look good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
it looks very Burnout the Racing.
I haven't played Need for Speed game in such a long time, I don't even know.
The last one wasn't too bad. A hot Pursuit, maybe? I don't know. They all blend into each other, the yearly
thing. The best one was Underground.
Underground
2.
No. They're okay.
PlayStation game.
Play PS2.
I used to love that game. I did used to play it. Like, every year I used to play that.
Yeah, it got a bit poo after that. The last one wasn't too bad.
Is that not EA?
Well, they're publishers.
Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, the races themselves look very Burnout-y. Yeah. Burnout Paradise, except the navigation looks a lot better.
Why have they not made a new Burnout game yet?
Huh? They're making this.
Downloadable crash game, where you just do the crashes and that's all
they
you
did.
Do.
It was awful. It was from top-down view, GTA 1 style-y, and yeah, it was very, very throwaway, very rubbish.
Was it?
Very angry at that game. Download a demo. Hate yourself for it.
Okay.
How dare it has the Burnout name. But yeah, so it's very Burnout-y, the racing, but then as soon as you finish, it's like, well done, you came first. Oh, by the way, the cops are still after you. You got to get away from the cops. So,
I like that idea of it, but...
So yeah, it makes an interesting mishmash. So yeah, I hope good things from it. I'll be playing it more than likely.
Yeah, I'll probably pick it up when it goes down in price.
Well, I don't think they're going to lose their price all too quickly.
No.
Even pre-owned nowadays.
Yeah, obviously just gone, releasing all their normal games that they release, which is, all 13 games now, isn't it? Like NHL and...
Well, no, they've got an EA Sports range, yeah.
Yeah.
But they've still got a lot of things. What did they have on their conference? They had Dead Space 3, which just looks like Lost Planet.
Yeah.
So much. A new premium pack for Battlefield 3.
I didn't even look
3.
At EA because I just knew it was going to be FIFA.
No, they had 5 minutes, if anything, for all of it.
Really?
For all the sports, yeah. They didn't. They got the new UFC contract.
Oh, have they?
Stole that off the THQ.
Wow.
Who are probably going to die now.
Well, no, they've got.
They've been doing badly for a while.
What, THQ?
Yeah.
They got WWE contract.
Wow. That's going to make them billions.
It does make them billions.
I don't think it does.
You know,
they wouldn't be in so much fight. They wouldn't be so much trouble if they did. They've had quite a few big budget games go flop.
Have they really?
Yeah. Burnout. The last.
Is it Juiced?
No, it's not a racing game. Stop mentioning horrible, horrible racing games.
Juiced was alright.
No, it wasn't. It was a really bad Need for Speed Underground.
Yeah, I know.
Stop being a chav. Oh, yeah. Dear God.
Get the super my escort.
You've just angered me. I've forgotten completely what I was talking about.
Sorry. THQ lost contract.
Oh yeah. So Red Faction, that's it. The last one of that was a massive flop.
Wow.
And I don't think Saints Row 3 did too well. Although I still need to play it. It's a very good game. It looks brilliant. So yeah, they're a bit of trouble. But they didn't say how much they bought the contract off, because obviously EA bought the contract off of them.
Yeah, right.
So they must have got a pretty penny for it, hopefully enough to keep them around for a bit longer.
Yeah.
See how it goes. Don't know who THQ are, if they're a British company or not. If you're listening, go onto our Facebook page and let us know.
Yeah.
And you'll also be the first person to post.
Yeah. Good Lord. If you do listen to this, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/pacmenpodcast. If you want to drop a comment on anything that we talk about.
It fills Paul's ego.
It'd be nice. to get a little feedback, and we've got no feedback whatsoever. We had, I'm going to say this, we had 4 people follow us on Twitter. 2 people left us within a week. There's 2 people on there now.
But do you post on Twitter?
I post when the episodes go up.
Okay.
But I don't know what else to tweet.
Yeah, we don't really need a tweet account.
Is it your mum and dad, Paul?
No, it's not.
It's your mum and dad,
isn't it? It's not. It's, I don't know who it is.
We don't need a Twitter account, really. I don't think we're going to update it all too often.
Well, it's...
Other than, random... we could just evenly put out our podcasts on a given day, and then people might, do maybe something. Because we've only got 1 follower, and we know them personally.
Oh, what, on our Podomatic page? Yeah.
So...
We could say hello. She does listen.
Hello.
Hello.
Our 1 follower.
Who's our 1 follower?
Vix.
It's Vix.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hugs and kisses.
We got 8 people, but that's close friends that like us on Facebook, who I think do or don't listen. I'm not too sure.
No one is listening.
People are listening. People are downloading. I do know that much.
So how many downloads did we have last week?
So yeah, what was...
hang on.
The 2, because we're doing this weirdly, because we felt we did 2 recordings.
Yeah.
On the last one. And then put the week in a bit between them and release. Hopefully this one should go out a bit sooner, as it's a bit more topical.
This will be out on Monday.
Monday. He set himself a deadline.
I have. Overall, we've had 120 downloads of the 3.
Of the 3, so that's roughly 40 each.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So there's 40 people listening.
That's 40 people downloading and deleting.
Could be, I don't know. I enjoy doing this, so. Anyway, yes, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/pacmenpodcasts. Drop us a comment. If you like listening to it, drop us a comment. If you don't like listening to it, drop us a comment. We don't care.
If
it's abuse,
what do you want us to talk about? We'll try that and see. See how that goes. Just fill Paul's ego, please.
Oh God,
it's an appeal. So you wanted to talk about Watchmen, I believe. Another Ubisoft game.
Watch Dogs. So I hate Watchmen. No, Watch Dogs. Yeah. I think that looks like a good game. I think it's interesting. It's a different take. I think it's a mix between sort of Hitman, Grand Theft Auto, and Assassin's Creed. What do you reckon on that?
I don't know. It's a weird game. If you haven't seen it, it works on the principle that all the city infrastructure is now run by a computer, and that those computers are privately owned, so they use it to data mine literally every single bit of information out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this guy that can quite easily hack into everything and retrieve that information. He appears to be, he's got an agenda of killing someone. You reckon he's an assassin of some description? I think he's just got a goal in mind, maybe ex-military.
Do you reckon?
Or something like that. I think he's just got an agenda. Maybe even Splinter Cell orientated, where he's like an operative or something.
Yeah.
But it looks interesting.
Yeah.
Looks good. It's in the real world sort of thing.
It sort of reminds me of Fahrenheit.
Never played it.
Did you never play Fahrenheit? That was a really good game, because that was all about choices and stuff like that. And it sort of, it looks like that. I'm not saying it is exactly that you've got to make choices left or right, up, down, whatever. But it reminds me of that game, and I really liked Fahrenheit. It was a really good game. The ending goes a different way than what you're thinking, but in a sort of good way, but not really. Kind of a weird ending, but it depends how your choices are to get to that point.
Okay,
could determine what happens at the end. So it's a weird game. If you played it the way I played it, I think I might have done it wrong, because I ended up being dead but alive and fighting a huge ball of light. So I was just like, okay, I don't quite understand what's going on. Yeah. You do lose it halfway through, but it's a good. The beginning's great, where you wake up from killing somebody, and you have to get out of the restaurant without being noticed. Okay. There's so many ways you could do it. You could hide the knife, hide the body, clean up, clean yourself up, go back, sit down, eat your breakfast, and then leave before anybody even notices the body. Or you could just run out the door. but then you got cops chasing you. It's a clever game. There's so much you can go all the way and just.
What console is that on? Or was it on? That, is it on?
I want to say PlayStation 2 or Xbox 360. I'm not too sure.
It's a big gap, mate.
Yeah, I know.
What colour is the pad? There's a big one.
Do you know, I can't remember. I cannot remember.
Does it have good graphics?
It had brilliant graphics.
Do you think it was a PS2 game then?
I don't know. Shadow Colossus was a PS2 game and that was amazing graphics.
It was alright.
It was alright. It was good for its time.
Yeah, for its time, but and it semi holds up today.
I played Fahrenheit on PlayStation 2.
Shameless.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's going to be seamless cut. Sorry, just come back from a bit of a trial session. Right.
So yeah, that's what that game reminds me of. Anyway, bit of that sort of look to it and feel to it. So, but it probably is nothing like Fahrenheit whatsoever.
No, I don't honestly think of, because originally we were talking about that.
What were we
that hacking talking game? About? The hacking game. What's your opinion
Watch
on
Dogs.
It? Watch Dogs. What's your opinion on it?
Ambrose.
Mine.
Yeah.
Looks interesting. I think there's limits to how much they'll actually be able to do with the kind of the kind of hacking aspect.
Yeah.
The information.
Yeah, like because otherwise you'd just be information overload.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, that's the kind of the problem with that kind of concept. I think it's too much that the possibility to access that much information to one person is too much information. Mm. Like you reach a point of information overload, and so it's unrealistic in that sense. But might make a good game.
Yeah,
but that's the only aspect that I think they're advertising that I don't think they'll be able to really deliver on, because it'd just be too much to do. At certain points, you'll have to scan people.
Yeah.
But it won't be a kind of a general use tool, I don't think, because I just don't see how they could possibly make that work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know, it looks like a good game. It looks like a different game to what
it does.
What's out there at the moment. It's definitely... It's a bit different, but then...
And I like the whole controlling, all the electronic shit. So, yeah. Like, making the bridge go up and...
Turning the
traffic lights.
Traffic lights, yeah.
To either age of escape or to capture or kill...
Yeah. Targets or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, like I say, you've only seen one level. You don't know what the rest can be. No. It might be 10 times better. It could be... It's like LA Noir. Did you ever play that, Chris?
No. The faces looked a bit odd to me. They looked a bit... rubbery, boggling like.
Yeah, it was the idea of the game's pretty good, is you have to watch their faces, and if they tell a lie then, but it's really hard to see if they're lying and if you've got evidence to back it up as well. It's a, like, the concept of it's brilliant, the actual gameplay of it's horrible. And it's on 3 discs as well.
3 discs? Well, I don't mind disc swapping though.
No,
it's not that annoying.
I'm
not.
What do you mean?
How far away are you from your Xbox?
Yeah, quite far.
Another county?
Yep.
No. A few meters at best.
A few meters at best.
And you'd have to change it once every day? Two of playing every 6 hours or so?
No, not even that long. It really isn't that long a game. I mean, the first day I played it, about 5 hours probably straight, and I changed.
Yeah.
From the first disc to second disc, halfway through that.
Okay.
And then by the time I finished that 5 hours, I had to change disc again.
So it made you get up once in 5 hours. It's not a bad thing, mate.
You should be going to the toilet at least that many times.
Yeah. Well.
Or getting a drink. or just something, man.
Just stretching the zone. Your legs.
I was in the zone.
Living life, going outside, seeing what nature has to offer.
What's the longest you've ever played a game for straight?
Probably about 12 to 14 hours.
I would say that. Maybe a bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, a good stint. I don't think I've ever managed 24.
No.
We used to do LAN parties. Maybe. Back in the day.
Let's see.
I bought a game. What was the game called? I always forget. It was one of them beat 'em up games, but it was a hip hop one. What's it called?
Prepper the Rapper.
No. No.
He stayed up all day.
Def Jam. Def Jam game. It was all beat 'em up. And I think I bought it after finished work when I worked at Game. Went home and played it. And by the time I completed it, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, all right, I'm done. Right, take that back then.
Were you working the next day?
No, I had day off. That's why I stayed up all night. Yeah. I just saw one of them. One more fight. Like I was talking about last week with the one more battle.
Mm.
I was just like, one more fight. Let me beat the shit out of Sean Paul one more time. I fucking hate him. Anyway. he was one of the guys you had to beat up. And it's a great pleasure just beating the shit out of him for a full hour. Because the only way you could, like, to finish him, you had to do a finisher on him. But you could literally just beat the shit out of him, and they'd have like minimum health, and they'd be just wobbly all over the place, and I'd just for a full hour just beat the shit out of Sean Paul. I'd like, a dirty egg, smash your face in. That was my head in. Anyway, so we had a look at some trailers while we were in our break. What did you think of the Star Trek trailer, Ambrose? Because you are a Star Trek fan.
I do love my Star Trek.
And you did like the new Star Trek film. And this is what this it game was, is based on.
Yeah, I did like the new Star Trek film.
I did as well. I'm not a Star Trek fan, but that was a good
nice
film.
Nice adaptation of the genre.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, it's taking it to new places. But like they do in all of the different series. Yeah. But I always think Star Trek games in the past have always found or seen, from what I've seen, suffer from the lack of ability to decide if they're a kind of a strategy based game or a first person kind of shooter discovery based game.
Yeah.
And I think they've always tried to kind of mingle between command control function and one on one combat.
Yeah.
And I always think, and you can't really do them well together. It's very difficult anyway to do them very well together.
Yeah.
I think they've always failed at that. But I mean, maybe this one's just all the way.
Well, it's third person.
Third person.
But
effectively.
Yeah. What the trailer shows, it doesn't show much of anything really. It shows around the ship, going into the ship, and
I don't know. I think it might be something on with a spaceship with the Enterprise.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, but I think they'll do it all right.
I don't think
it looks like it's in good hands.
Yeah, it's Jed. It's the full cast that's in it from the film.
Yeah,
because that was definitely Chris Pine's voice, and it's definitely based on that film. And J.J. Abrams must have the rights to the likenesses, even if.
I own you.
I own your face.
Well, no, not like
I think the actors have the like their yeah, yeah. rights.
Yeah, so there was that thing about Scarface. Was it Scarface or was it Godfather for games? And Al Pacino didn't want his
Godface. Godface.
Godface. Godface. Scarfather. I think it was Godfather. And Al Pacino didn't want his face in that, so that to create a face. Yeah. It was everyone else wanted, like gave the rights to the likenesses, apart from him in that game. Which is ridiculous, I think.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to endorse violence. He just doesn't mind acting it.
Yeah, every single film.
Making a hell of a lot of money out of it.
Is he alive?
What?
Al Pacino. Yeah, of course he is.
He's very much alive. He's very much doing shit films now, but he's just done that Jack and Jill. He was in that.
All right.
Yeah. With the Adam Sandler, where he plays the twin sister, brother and sister.
Yeah. Haven't seen it. Looks good.
I always find with Adam Sandler, like, if Ben Stiller's films go down, Adam Sandler's film go up. But if Adam Sandler's films go down, Ben Stiller films go up. It's a weird. They can't seem to. Because them two, I don't get confused now, but I did. Like, you didn't know which one was which because they do so many films. But you have a look at a dip in a Ben Stiller film, you'll see a rise in an Adam Sandler film.
They go for the same audience then, aren't they?
They must. Well, I don't think Ben Stiller really writes any of his own stuff now. He usually just acts in other people's stuff. But Adam Sandler always tries and writes his own stuff, which is bad, I think.
I don't know, there's some good Adam Sandler, like...
His early stuff's brilliant, but that's when Ben Stiller was shit.
I'm not a great fan. Ben Stiller strikes me as a... cover your ears, children. A c**t. To be quite blunt.
I'll have to... I'm going to beep that. I don't want too strong a language in this. Fuck's all right, shit's a bit...
I swear we've said c**t before.
No, we've never... I listen to them. We've never said c**t before.
But that's how strongly I do feel about Ben Stiller. I do feel like, in real life... Deep down, underneath all of the kind of the facade,
jerkiness, yeah.
I think he is a In the same way, actually, I think that Jim Carrey, although I do think Jim Carrey, as he presents himself, is itself an act.
I think, like in real life.
Yeah, I think the way he kind of acts when he's been interviewed and stuff is a persona that he himself is acting. I don't believe that's really what he is actually like, which also makes me think he is a c***.
He hasn't done a lot of good stuff recently, has he? He tried too much serious stuff.
He's just not very good as an actor in fairness. Mm. He plays similar characters in most things. They're either dumb or they're a bit creepy.
Okay.
And they're kind of joke around kind of characters. So they're either dumb joke around characters when you go, oh, I feel sorry for them, I kind of like them, I want them to succeed, or whatever they're stupidly trying to do.
Okay.
Or they're either weird, creepy, kind of manipulative, kind of freaky, weird characters.
Fair enough.
That's his two roles.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Go on then. Go on. Name a film. Like, he's in Mask, he's in Batman. He's.
That's a good Batman film.
Shut up now.
What?
No.
The Two-Faced Riddler one. It's all right.
It's all right as far as Batman films.
As far as Batman film goes, it's pretty shit.
As far as Batman films went before The Dark Knight and all these other ones, it's pretty good.
Yeah, like
it's the better
in
one
fairness,
of the
well, like the first
I
one.
I actually like that Batman film with Riddler and
Two-Face
more than the most recent one, and I mean the one with the what's his face who killed himself just before the end of it.
Chris, stop banging your head against the microphone. Jesus. Heath Ledger.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that Batman with Heath Ledger in, but I didn't think it was all that great. In fairness, I thought that it was a bit like Matrix. Everybody, when Matrix came out for the first few years, were like, oh, Matrix, so fucking good. It's like, it's this brand new idea, man. It blows your mind. Maybe we're all just living in a Matrix. And now, people mock it.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be exactly the same shit, apart from the guy's going to be dead, so people feel bad about it.
Do you reckon that's what built that film up more than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you know what? I think the same, actually. It's a good film. I like it.
But it's not that special. It should have finished half an hour before it fucking did.
Yeah.
That half an hour was a waste of my time that I'm not getting back.
No. Well, when they brought Two-Face into it. And
well, it was just like finish it as a natural conclusion, like when he was like captured and all that crap. And like, why send him then on to, what did he do? Go to a hospital or something stupid?
Yeah.
So there was no need for all that. There was no need. We all knew that you couldn't really finish with him capturing, you know, because then there would be no further kind of ways for it to go. So why not just finish it there when it was good? Why tack on another 20, 30 minutes, whatever it was, of unnecessary drivel?
I didn't write it.
I know, but I do feel strongly about it, and I've held my peace for a long time. Because I know people do like it, but I do think there's some fundamental flaws in that film.
Fair enough. Okay. I like the film. It's but I think it was bigged up by Heath Ledger's death a lot more. Because the first Batman film, Batman Begins.
Never seen it.
It's not a great film. Again, it's not a great film. It's got Liam Neeson in it. But that's all you can remember from it. I think I've watched that film 3 times and I couldn't tell you anything about it. The storyline or anything.
He goes and plays with ninjas.
That's it. And that's in the first half hour of the film.
And he comes back and fights ninjas.
Exactly. It doesn't make
sense. Then there's a train with a bomb on it.
Yeah.
Hurtling to a target.
I can't remember that. I can't remember the train with the bomb.
Yeah, it's got some Google Batman in it.
Because I do love Batman Arkham Asylum on the 360.
Yeah. It's got no relevance to anything.
But it has no relevance. It just uses the
characters. It's different, yeah.
But the films, no.
No. Out of first four Batman films, I'd say the Riddler one was my favourite.
What the fuck?
Why?
Which one would you say?
So you're saying that the one with the Riddler is better than the original with...
Joker.
With the Joker or Batman Returns?
Yeah.
You're saying it's... Oh, God.
But George's fucking Batman Robin.
And then it's Batman Robin after that. Yeah, that's the second best Batman.
No, that was terrible.
Fucking hell.
Jesus. No, come on, I'm not that bad.
Which one's Batman Returns? Who's in that?
Batman Returns was Catwoman and Penguin.
Catwoman and Penguin.
Oh, God, that was pretty bad.
That's Batman, an awesome film.
Batman. That's Batman Forever, one we're talking about.
Which, the one with the Riddler and Two-Face?
Yeah, I like Tommy Lee Jones, and I like Jim Carrey in that.
Yeah,
but he plays a character well in that.
He does, because he's believable as a fucking nutter.
Yeah, exactly. And Tommy Lee Jones is probably—I think—he's quite believable as Two-Face. He's a good actor, Tommy Lee Jones. But
see, he strikes me as someone who's nice.
Yeah,
he does actually strike me as someone he's actually quite friendly. And like Will Smith is someone you'd just leave your kids with.
Oh yeah, I would.
I don't think Will Smith just seems like he's one of those people who you're like, yeah, actually, you're completely hard, just leave my kids with you. Yeah, it's fine.
So we ended up talking about Batman again.
Yeah.
So we did that 2 weeks ago. Me and you had a massive argument where Chris was looking for 100.
What was the argument about again?
We were talking about a new Batman film, and you couldn't understand why Batman wasn't there. We're not going back into it again. I'm just saying, the first one we had an argument about Batman.
He's a thug.
The first one we had an argument about Batman. The third one we've had an argument about Batman. And actually this one, the fifth one, we've agreed on something to do with Batman. So, we're getting there. Progress is coming. We can do it.
We've agreed on a favourite Batman.
No, it's outrage.
Even though
you love it, and I don't particularly like Batman as a principal.
as a principal. Oh, God.
What he represents.
Okay, I think that's it for this week's episode. It's goodbye for me, Paul.
It's goodbye for me, Ambrose.
And goodbye for me, Chris.
And hopefully we'll see you next week. Podcast. Check out other podcasts at podomatic.com. Also subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on facebook.com/pacmenpodcast and follow us on Twitter @pacmenpodcasts.